this situation isn't really better. And in this situation, I say that there are no winners. And the ongoing situation at Milligan Court, where student accommodation has been repurposed to house refugees, is a complicated one, to be fair. While it is clear that providing safe housing for refugees fleeing conflict is a moral imperative, it is also important to recognize the knock-on effects of such decisions. And it is even more complicated when you realize that some of the refugees are students as well. Nevertheless, many students who could have been accommodated at Milligan Court now face deferral, and it does directly affect the access to ATU as an education institution.
And there is a significant amount of pressure on students already to find accommodation. This latest update regarding the accommodation in Sligo is only going to add to that pressure for students.
I wouldn't say it adds on to the pressure, because it was expected that this will happen. We didn't expect that the Milligan and Ben Bulben court would get back to house students. However, the case of the Ben Bulben court, which is another student accommodation owned by the same individual as Milligan Court, which has yet to receive approval for refugee housing. I think that the government should carefully consider whether Ben Bulben Court should be approved for this purpose as well, or should be incentivized to provide accommodation for students. While housing refugees remains a critical and urgent need, should students be the ones taking the hit every time? I think we should put this question into our minds. And I would just really like to see Taoiseach, Minister of Housing, Minister of Education, and the Department of Integration to take responsibility for the decisions they approve.